chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell them a hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Read by Gary. The cat only grinned when it saw Alice. It looked good-natured, she thought. Still, it had very long claws and a great many teeth, so she felt that it ought to be treated with respect. Cheshire Puss, she began rather timidly, as she did not at all know whether it would like the name. However, it only grinned a little wider. Come, it's pleased so far, thought Alice, and she went on. Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here?
That depends a good deal on where you want to get to, said the cat.
I don't care where, said Alice.
Then it doesn't matter which way you go, said the cat. So long as I get somewhere, Alice nodded as an explanation. Oh, you're sure to do that, said the cat, if you only walk long enough.
Alice felt that this could not be denied, so she tried another question.
What sort of people live about here?
In that direction, the cat said, waving its right paw around, lives Hatter. And in that direction, waving the other paw, lives a March Hare. Visit either you like. They're both mad.
But I don't want to go among mad people, Alice remarked.
Oh, you can't help that, said the cat. We're all mad here. I'm mad and you're mad.
How do you know I'm mad? Said Alice.
You must be, said the cat, or you wouldn't have come here. Alice didn't think that proved it at all. However, she went on. And how do you know that you're mad?
To begin with, said the cat, a dog's not mad. You grant that?
I suppose so, said Alice.
Well then, the cat went on, you see, a dog growls when it's angry and wags its tail when it's pleased. Now, I growl when I'm pleased and wag my tail when I'm angry. Therefore, I'm mad.
I call it purring, not growling, said Alice.
Call it what you like, said the cat.
Do you play croquet with the queen today?
I should like it very much, said Alice, but I haven't been invited yet.
You'll see me there, said the cat,
and vanished.